In June 1983, Norma Mailer came to England to see me. We'd been in telepathic contact for ages, but he still needed an alibi. A book the size of a suitcase, Ancient Evenings, and for deep cover, an ad in City Limits. It said Malvin Bragg would interview Norman at London's ICA. My master plan was to begin our encounter there using close telepathy. Sadly, on the 8th of June 1983, my telepathic powers peaked and then disappeared. I no longer blame Norman. Before we actually met, Norman went everywhere with me. The tannery, the lab, even to bed. Northampton Town Library has secondary literature on you. Do you think that's significant? Norman didn't. I did. Everything's significant when you're telepathic. Norman telepathed about Korea. He sent letters to his wife, returned, recovered the letters, divorced her, and wrote The Naked and the Dead. Norman knows I'm considering joining the army. He telepaths. The writing started when the shooting started. I put down the pen, fired back. So I telepath. Norman, me dad's from Dublin. Me mum's from what she called Londonderry. Me uncle's an XB special with a shotgun. When I was born, me uncle told me mum, Jean, bring that fainting illegitimate to this house. I'd shoot him. Should I go in the army? Norman, should I go in the army? Write the book. Norman went quiet, so I concentrated on my notes. Childhood memories, summer holidays at my grandma's, not exactly Butlins. Derry, South Bogside, old man in a dust-coated suit staggers from a bomb site. One shoe on, the other shoe off. As we drive by, I see the lost shoe close up. Inside is the splintered stump of a man's ankle, shattered and bloody. Tyrone Hills. Miles and morbid miles of charcoal tree stumps. The ground smoulders and burns for weeks. Vicious smoke clings to everything. Later, the adults whisper of livestock cooked alive, of birds barbecued on the wing, of Sinn Féin and the British Forestry Commission. Halifax, Exley Secondary Modern, me and my mates, 70s council house kids, 5 in 1 year join the Duke of Yorks, do tours in Belfast, 3 return full, 1 in part, 1 not. The day before I went down to London, I was running for the tannery bus. Dawn shift just done. Norman comes back into me head. Sure, experience matters to a rider, David, but you don't need to join the army. If you enlarge your sensitivities, you'll recognise that for an old woman, crossing the road can be a life-threatening experience. I went down to the ICA anyway, encountered Norman live. If there is any still left in the human mind, he said, it is from there that the greatest creativity will come. A still mind's rare for a telepath, so I knew I was if I was going to create anything of value, I had to swap telepathy for empathy. Once I'd taken up empathy, the best of me best writing aimed to still the noise outside my own mind, to still the terror within it, to create still, and from that still, enter the terror in another. My characters, and through those characters, conquer the mind of an audience.